Hello, friends. Saturday, October 2nd, 2021. I hope everybody enjoys this as much as it puts a smile on my face. We have three 3-minute AMRAPs today. So three short workouts. So you're also going to rest 3 minutes between each. So 3-minute AMRAP, 3 minutes rest, 3-minute AMRAP, 3 minutes rest, and then one final 3-minute AMRAP. All the AMRAPs, each one, has the same movements. It has wall ball shots and chest to bar pull-ups. The only thing that changes are the rep ranges, okay? Ideally, the rep ranges get smaller each time as you're fatigued, be able to keep you moving. So here's what we have. It's a 20-pound ball for the men, 14-pound ball for women for the wall ball shot, traditionally to a 10-foot-high target for men, 9 for women. So the first 3-minute AMRAP is AMRAP 3 minutes of 20 wall ball shots, 10 chest to bar pull-ups. So you do 20 wall ball shots, you do 10 chest to bar pull-ups, that's considered one completed round. You do as many rounds of that as you can in 3 minutes. You note your score. Partial rounds do count. Mark down your score, your rounds, your reps. You rest 3 minutes. Then the next 3-minute AMRAP is of 16 wall ball shots and 8 chest to bar pull-ups. Cycle through that as many times as you can in 3 minutes. Note your score. Rest 3 minutes. The final one, AMRAP 3 minutes of 12 wall ball shots and 6 chest to bar pull-ups. So for a workout like this where the turnover is so fast and the time domain is so short, ideally you can throw your wall ball right next to where your pull-up bar is, because transition time is going to chip away a lot because you just don't have a lot of time. It's only 3 minutes. And yes, it smells like Fran a little bit, but a different way, right? Hopefully a good way. We've got a video showing the wall ball shots as well as the kipping chest to bar pull-ups. I would like to know that if you're going to pursue this workout prescribed, that at least at the beginning of each AMRAP, you think you can get the first round unbroken. You know, that first round of 20 wall ball shots and 10 chest to bar pull-ups, you absolutely are going to get that unbroken, and you think you might even get the second round. You know, it might break it up, but you think maybe. And if you have that mindset at the beginning of each 3-minute AMRAP, I think you're where you need to be. Obviously, you should be able to move and do the movements and do the loading safely, but if right off the bat your mindset's like, no, that's going to get broken up, has to get broken up, probably want to consider the scaled option. But let's talk scores. For the Super Fitness Robot, scores would be on the first AMRAP, or actually on all AMRAPs, holding 80 reps or more. So when you add up your score for AMRAP number 1, you get 80 or more reps. On AMRAP number 2, you get 80 or more on that one as well. And on number 3, 80 or more on that one. More likely is on each individual AMRAP, getting 55 repetitions or more on each of the 3 AMRAPs. Scaled option, still 3 3-minute AMRAPs, each with 3 minutes rest between, but we've changed things a bit. With the wall ball loading is now 14 pounds for men, 10 for women, and scaled is usually thrown to a 9-foot target for men, 8 for women, but absolutely feel free to knock that down if it makes sense for you. And we're doing chin over bar, kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows, your choice. The first 3-minute AMRAP is 15 wall ball shots, 7 pull-ups or ring rows. The second 3-minute AMRAP, 12 wall ball shots, 6 pull-ups or ring rows. The final 3-minute AMRAP is 9 wall ball shots, 5 pull-ups or ring rows. So there's a way for everybody to play today. And we have videos showing a couple different styles of kipping pull-ups, how to get a pull-up, as well as the ring row. You know where this is going. The limited equipment option, they have to do dumbbell thrusters. So because they have to do dumbbell thrusters, I'm setting the work for them instead of giving them an AMRAP. That is intentional. So for the limited equipment crew, pair 50-pound dumbbells for men, pair 35-pound dumbbells for women. Here we go. 2 rounds for time, 12 dumbbell thrusters, 10 chest to bar pull-ups. Then 2 minutes rest, not 3. Second workout is 2 rounds for time, 10 dumbbell thrusters, 8 chest to bar pull-ups, 2 minutes rest, 2 rounds for time, 8 dumbbell thrusters, 6 chest to bar pull-ups. Should be nice. Should be a good time. Just quick, quick, quick. You know what? I had a small idea, but I'm going to let it go. Okay. Got a video showing the dumbbell thruster. No equipment workout. 3 intervals, each for time. 400 meter run. 30 meters of walking lunges. 3 minutes rest between each. Accessory work, optional as always. 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or 5 minutes of double under attempts or practice. We've got a video showing that as well. Also have a video showing the Bulgarian split squats, and that's the second part of the accessory work. 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, video showing that. And then cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then hamstring stretch, hold that 1 to 2 minutes per side. There's a video showing that. The chest and pecs, hands behind, hold that for 1 to 2 minutes, and there's a video showing that as well. Hope you enjoyed the disguised Fran a few times. Another week of training in the books. Somehow we're in October. Time keeps flying by. Thanks for being a part of Lynchpin. It's all of you that make it special. It's not me. And I highly encourage anybody who's not, get on to the CrossFit Lynchpin private track, the closed Facebook group. The community there is top-notch. The communication is amazing. It's unlike any Facebook group you've ever been on. No politics, no drama, no egos, no attitudes. Just a global community of amazing people supporting each other. So I wholeheartedly encourage you to check it out. Thanks for being awesome. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and we will talk on Monday.